Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
Meet the most compatible subcompact tractors on the market, the John Deere One Family. With up to 25 available horsepower, AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, iMatch quick hitch system, and the twin-touch pedal system, not to mention hundreds of implement and attachment options. Even the hardest chore on your list doesn't stand a chance. Enjoy huge savings on John Deere's most popular models at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com, where nothing runs like a deer.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
It's about to get fast and furious here as we move to the 1A semifinals. Oh boy. Briar Cochran going to come out here in just a second for Moravia. Briar Cochran of Moravia trying to get his ticket punched to Saturday night. The winners of these contests will wrestle in the championships on Saturday night. Briar Cochran of Moravia. All three Mohawks are still in. Roll Demons, the Herms is checking on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Good job, guys. Go Brady Kiner, Southeast Warren. Way to go, Blue, from the Parks family. And also want to thanks for the great coverage. Great job of covering wrestling, Keaton Griner and Tom Olson on the way home from Des Moines to Chore. Can you cover Zach Axmere for us at 152? Of course, of North English, we're going to have that match as well. Glad to have all of you listening along here. Briar Cochran going to come out here in just a moment. Adam Proctor is going to be on mat number 7.
We're doing both. Doing time. Consolations and yep. Semifinals simultaneously here, folks. So we are going to have the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets out there. And Adam Proctor's on his feet, just underway at 113 pounds. No score here at 113. Adam Proctor circles at center of the mat. Punch it up here and see who that opponent of his is. He's got a double leg in on him. Dumps him to his butt, but a nice job grabbing the Riverside Oakland's Tater Blooming And there's the takedown for Proctor. Two-point takedown. Nice double leg there. Just dumped him to his butt. Gets behind and gets control. Now there's a tilt try by Adam Proctor. Proctor working hard on top. A sit-out, though, by Bluey. And it is facing and turning, but Proctor does a nice job getting back down on the legs. And now he's going to try to lock up a Butcher and get some back points. Proctor with a Butcher, and a minute and 3 seconds to go. Proctor's got the Butcher on the right-hand side. He's trying to work that Butcher on the right side and corkscrew his opponent into the mat.
132 is going to come up here in a moment. Briar Cochran trying to earn a trip to Saturday night. He's a man on a mission. Kiner is on mat number six here, Southeast Warren. Trek Wrestling.
That is a semifinal match there. So Kiner trying to get his ticket punch to Saturday night here. The first Southern Iowa wrestler that we've got the call in the semifinals. So Brady Kiner out there trying to be a finalist here at the 2016 Class 1A Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at 120 pounds. Adam Proctor competing on the consolation side, trying to move farther up the medal stand at 113. He's got a 2-0 lead over there at 113.
I want to thank Cargill Vetteville for making this match possible, along with Bluff Creek Archery and People State Bank.
Time expires in the first period with Adam Proctor out front 2-0 for the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets. Simultaneously, Brady Kiner spins around on a snap down, gets the two-point takedown. He leads 2-0 over Sorensen. There's a nice ankle pick by Bloom. They start the second period in neutral over there at 113. And a Kelly move there by Bloom. Nice job there, backing out of it by Proctor. Now Proctor gets inside position on the hips. Wrestlers are on their feet at 113. 113-pound. It's Proctor trying to avoid a hip toss by Bloom. Bloom gets the hip toss, locks it up, and he's got Proctor on his back. Two-point takedown for Proctor, for Bloom, but it is Proctor getting back to his stomach before back points are awarded. So 2-2 that one there on a throw over there on mat number seven. Bloom is from Riverside, Oakland. Proctor, the senior, 37-11 on his season. Gets set. He's covered by Bloomy. Meanwhile, it's all Southeast Warren on mat number six. Brady Kiner getting it done. Brady Kiner covers his opponent. Tell you what, Coach Cochran, you want to take Southeast Warren or Eddyville for this
I'll
call?
Take Southeast Warren right here, the closest one I can see here.
All right, well, you got that. I'll bring you the action on the 113-pound consolation match. That is Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont's Adam Proctor, 113-pounder in a 2-2 tie, 50 seconds left in the second period in that one. Proctor with the stand-up escape. He gains the lead with that escape, 3-2 now at 113.
Kiner tried to tilt right here and about give up the escape, but held on to the end of the period. He leads 2-1 going into the second period. Kiner, 51-0 on the year.
Proctor over here on his feet. Bloomy has a snap down, gets the head snap down all the way to the mat, but Proctor bounces back up, and now Proctor's got an underhook. The takedown that Bloomy got was on a toss. Proctor trying to back his way out of that thing right now with 23 seconds to go. He's more comfortable in on a leg shot.
Well, Kiner took down. Actually, it was 2-0 at the end of the first period, not 2-1. Kiner took down, gets the reversal, got a leg lock in, trying to puts a Butcher in, trying to take him right to his back here. No back points awarded yet. He's got to break what they call criteria.
We're going to keep an eye out. Dylan Harbert's going to be coming up here in just a moment at 126.
We're going to go out of time on the second period. It's going to be Adam Proctor with the 3-2 lead. He almost got called for stalling there. The official's telling him that any more action like that, it will be a stall call. But he did a nice job backing out of that.
Kiner still trying to get the back points. He's had a one count twice already. Thronson has done a nice job of trying not to break that criteria to give up the near fall. But Kiner still in position to score here. Still working it. Got a minute left. Plenty of time. And now he's trying to lock up a cradle. If he can get this locked up, it could be bye-bye city for Chance Throdson from Riceville.
Bloomy gets out on an escape. It's 3-3 now at 113 pounds for Adam Proctor from Eddyville. He's in a tie-up now.
Hey, Kiner's got him on the back. Kiner's got him on his back, and he's got him tight. Oh, boy, he gets off of it, though. He's got his three count. He's going to get three near fall once that hold breaks and take a 7-0 lead.
Over on mat number seven at 113 pounds. Third period, 3-3 tie for Adam Proctor. The wrestlers are on their feet. Proctor in on double leg. Sprawl by Bloomy. Bloomy gets the sprawl back, and he's got Proctor stretched out at the center of the mat. Proctor tries to get his hips back underneath of him. He does, gets to his feet, drops in on a fireman's carry. Good job there on a sprawl by Bloomy, and Proctor can't finish. We're down to a minute left in this one, 3-3.
Hey, Brady Kiner kept that cradle locked up, so the 3 points was never awarded. He ended up taking him over to his back again and immediately got the pin for Southeast Warren as Brady Kiner punches his ticket to the state finals.
Hey, that's going to be fun to bring tomorrow night, the state championships.
I believe he's going to probably end up wrestling West at 120. I'm going to look here. West is a dominant force.
From Riverside Highland?
Yes, sir.
We got 40 seconds left for Adam Proctor. He's in a 3-3 tie. He's in on a double leg. He's got it in there good and deep, but his opponent, Bloomy, from Riverside Highland, is doing a good job sprawling out of that. Riverside Oakland, I guess. What's the difference between Riverside Highland and Riverside Oakland?
One's on the west side of the state, and the other one's on the east side of the state.
Oh, man. Bloomy does a nice job. A little bit of a long shot by Proctor. And with 10 seconds to go, Bloomy gets around, gets behind, and covers Proctor with a 5-3 lead now. Proctor's running out of time to get out of this one. He needs a reversal, not an escape, and a takedown. And it is going to be a 5-3 loss for Adam Proctor. Takedown in the final 10 seconds dooms Adam Proctor, but he's still a medalist here, folks.
He's got one more match,
and he'll be going, I believe, for
seventh and eighth
place points tomorrow.
Brady Kiner is going to be in the finals, probably against Bryce West. That's going to be an interesting matchup. 52-0 versus 54-0 as Bryce West leads his match 10-1 over Cody Berg of Westwood Sloan.
So that's what you dream about.
The undefeated. The undefeated.
Right now, we're waiting on Sheraton's.
Well, we'll get to. I got a little ahead of myself because I'm excited. Imagine that. The Chargers at 126 will come out later in 2A. They got to finish up.
This is 1A.
Yeah, I was getting excited for Southern Iowa. We have. Had a really good second day here.
Should have Nick Martin coming up.
Yep, Nick Martin should be coming up 126. And then look out for...
He'll be the next match available.
Ryer Cochran.
Probably going to be on mat 8. Yep, Tech Fall there on mat 8 for...
West. Bryce West goes on.
Josh Tibbetts got the Lane. Tech Fall. So I believe Martin's going to be on mat number 8.
Try to get these.
West hasn't got his tech fall yet. He's only ahead by 12 with a minute and 20 to go.
Only 12.
All right, Briar Cocker is going to come out on mat number 3 on the mat here. Just underway, 132 pounds. Briar Cochran, folks, this is the moment he's been waiting for to get to this place where he could get to a Saturday night championship bout.
A huge win for Cochran earlier in the day. He's out there right now battling hard at 132. We're just underway. Wrestlers are on their feet. Briar Cochran, semifinal match here. He's got Jacob Hansen from West Fort Sheffield, a junior, 45-1 on his season. Cochran comes into this match with a 50-win season against one loss here for the Moravia Mohawks.
Well, the Moravia High School office is hanging around the office listening right now to their very own Briar Cochran, who's wanting to get a win and a chance to wrestle on Saturday night.
And he uses that cool leg sleeve as a slick maneuver, spins behind and gets control, and he's got Hansen down 2-0. Briar Cochran on top. Moravia's going to have to split up their coaching squads because right
side
next
by
door,
side,
it's going to be Nick Martin. So Martin on the consolation side. Championship side is Briar Cochran in the semifinal, trying to get his ticket stamped to tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and take the mat for the Mohawks in the finals.
The man on the mission, Briar Cochran, out in front here, 2-0, 41 seconds to go in this first period.
Riding with a corkscrew ride right now on the left side. Gets off the hips a little bit to the side, puts a half Nelson in, sit out by Hansen.
Nick Hansen. Martin's wrestling Garrett Thompson from Logan Magnolia, sophomore, 42-11.
Will you bring us that match, Coach Cochran?
Oh, there's a...
Oh, he's got him.
Yeah.
A hip toss by Martin. And
He's got to keep him in bounds here. Keep him in bounds. He's got him in that cow catcher now.
Set back on
he's got
shoulders.
Him tight, and he's got plenty of time left. Bravey Mohawk fans, there's a minute 32 left in the first period, and he has him tight.
He needs to stack him right up there, and he brings him back to the center of the mat.
He's doing a great job of continuing. Oh, there, go off the edge of the mat. He's going to get those three back points. He's going to have a 5-0 lead.
That's a big cushion.
30 seconds in.
Big leg ride for Briar Cochran at 132 in the semifinals. He rides out Hansen in the whole period, and he leads 2-0. We'll take down going into the second period.
Martin's going to cover here. 120 to go in the first period. 126. He's out in front. 5-0. A sit-out attempt. He wipes it away. Let's get back over to Briar Cochran.
Cochran trying to bust out, gets loose, and he's on his feet against Hansen with a 3-0 lead at 132 semifinal here at Wells Fargo.
It is Martin over Logan Magnolia's Garrett Thompson, 5-0. 1 minute gone by in the opening period. 5-point move to open things up. And now a cradle being put in, stacking him up in his spladle.
It's a spladle.
Yep, he's got a spladle.
If he gets
on.
He can pin him here.
Boy, that thing is in there tight. He's got those legs spread apart.
He can't split them.
Nope.
That hurt to watch.
That was not fun.
We're on our feet at 132-pounder. Briar Cochran in on a single leg. Good job by Sprawl there by Hansen. Cochran on his feet with a 3-point lead in this semifinal. His teammate Nicholas Martin on the consolation side racking up back points in a fast fashion for the Mohawks.
Well, Nick Martin's already has the major decision, leading 8-0. Still in the first period.
Double D says go, Mohawks. Double D repair.
Hip toss there by Cochran. And a nice double.
Martin just hit him with an Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Got a 2 count. 10 seconds remain. He's going to end up getting a 2-point near fall, which should take it 10-0 going in the second period. What a huge period.
You talk about coming out on fire. Right there is Nick Martin. Holy cow.
Two more back
points.
That's
in Oklahoma. You don't see that move very often up here.
I don't know where they went to eat lunch, but, buddy, I want to go there afterwards because he came out on fire.
40 seconds left. Second period action. 132 wrestlers on their feet. Briar Cochran, semifinalist here for the Moravia Mohawks, sees Hansen take a shot in there on him. Cochran pressures him down, gets his head into the mat, tries an underhook, and with 29 seconds to go, Cochran reaches back around. Hansen gets his hips back underneath of him, and Hansen... going to have a stalemate at 132 with 23 seconds left in the period.
Nick Martin in control here, 10-0. 10 seconds into the second period here at 126 pounds. He's on the podium. He's just fighting his way, trying to get to a third-place finish.
Now an underhook.
20 seconds to go.
Underhook for Briar Cochran with 15 seconds to go. He's got the 3-0 lead. His opponent, Hansen, will have the choice in the third period. We got 8 seconds to go to get to that point.
Still made it here at 126. They're going to reset. 130 to go in the second period. 10-0 Martin for Moravia out in front.
Leave it right there with you, Kevin. We're between periods here at 132. It'll be Cochran covering Hansen when we come back to action.
Well, Martin on his feet with Thompson. Not a whole lot of action going on. Thompson's going to have to try to make a move here. It'd be nice to see Martin gets in on a shot.
Oh,
doesn't finish. Thompson reshoots. Be nice to see Martin get a tech fall here.
And he's on the, 10 points in the first period. He's on a mission. He nearly got that ran over.
Well, there's a Kelly against him, and Martin going to give up that takedown with that Kelly move.
Which is smart. I mean, he had a good chance to possibly go to his back if he kept hanging on there. Just give up your two. Find a way to come up and get out. Still has the major decision at this point.
Briar Cochran, a minute 40 left in his contest with a 3-0 lead. A man on a mission trying to get the Saturday night.
He's got a corkscrew ride in there, and he's been riding Hansen very, very tough. Now he puts the leg in. Going to try to turn him with a power half or something here with the crossbody ride in there. Puts that crossbody in there. Boy, folks, that is a clock eater right there, that crossbody ride. You get that thing in there, and about the only thing your opponent can do is try a stand-up and get a potentially dangerous to get set back in a neutral position.
Nick Martin out in front, 10-2. Garrett Thompson. His opponent from Logan Magnolia.
Be nice to see Martin get an escape here with 7 seconds left in the period to get a 9-point advantage. Hey, here's a 2-point reversal for Hansen against Cochran. So it's a 1-point advantage for Briar Cochran. He's on the bottom now after the reversal. Got a little bit too high. and a switch out there by Hansen. Now Hansen with 48 seconds to go, I think he's going to ride him probably, Kevin, till about 30 seconds to go and then cut him.
Well, I think he's going to be cutting him here before too long. I mean, he's going to be running out of time. I would have done it by now. I mean, you haven't turned him yet.
And you got 30 seconds and counting. Come on, Mohawk Nation. The final 30 seconds on the clock.
We'll
3-2 lead for Briar Cochran.
We'll leave it right here, folks. We got a stalemate with 30 seconds to go. Briar Cochran is in the down position.
Nick Martin begins the third period. Sorry, I just want to interrupt a moment. Nick Martin leads the third period in the down position, does a sit-out switch, gets the reversal, now has a 10-point lead, 12-2, final 148.
Cochran with the stand-up, trying to get separation. And I don't know why his opponent doesn't just cut him here.
Well, he's going to be reversed here. I think
This Breyer's is great for Briar Cochran because he's ahead 3-2, and he's doing what he needs to keep from getting a stall call. There is
10 seconds
left. Cochran's going to win 3-2.
Looks like he's going to cut him.
5-4-3-2. Briar Cochran, semifinals.
Yeah, boy. Briar Cochran, the man on the
in
mission.
The finals.
In the finals.
He makes it
Saturday
to the finals.
Night.
And you know, because you can see him right now, his head's on the mat. He's soaking it all in this moment for this senior who left this place a year ago, disappointed, but with one thing on his mind. And that mission was to be on Saturday night in the top of that podium. The job's not done, but he is one step closer.
One step closer.
Tears streaming
one
down Briar Cochran's face as he walks off the mat and signs his match card. A great job for the Mohawks. And they got Nick Martin down there.
He give up a reversal, and then he give up 3 points near fall. Still leads by five, but, man, he's let that major decision go away.
We're going to give
37 seconds left
to our man, Coach Dave Winger's up here. Final 30 seconds, Nick Martin. And Briar Cochran is wrestling in the championships of the biggest wrestling event in high school anywhere in this country, the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And Coach Dave Winger's got the headset on. Nick Martin about to finish the job here, make it 2-for-2 here in this round of action. And he's got his opponent on the back.
He got a 2-point reversal there.
8 points separating. We'll see. They went off the edge of the mat. Did they award him?
They awarded
a two and a reversal.
Martin
escape?
With the reversal. There should be no escape.
Well, they pointed. I don't know if he was pointing at him or giving him a one.
So Logan Magnolia goes down. 12 seconds remain. Nick Martin's up by seven. By eight, which is the major decision. So he needs to hold him down here.
There's a stand up and a sit out. Martin does a good job of avoiding the reversal.
Just stay right there.
Gets
don't
to
give
feet.
Up. Ah, he give up the one.
There's the escape. Time will run out. And a Kelly move here to finish things off. But it's not enough. Nick Martin, you are going to be wrestling for a spot on that podium. He's got a third place in mind, Nick Martin. And he went out here and he absolutely dominated. He took control of the match right away in that first period.
Oh, 10 points in the first period. That is pure domination.
Hey, Jason, I got caught up here with Briar Cochran down in the tunnel.
Oh, congratulations. Nick, or Travis Sabatel down there with Briar Cochran.
Briar, congratulations. Won the quarter or semifinal match here, finding yourself in tomorrow night's 1A finals. Walk us through that match, and it was a tough match. You come down to the end there. What was you doing there in the third period to maintain your lead?
I honestly didn't wrestle the third period how I wanted to. I kind of fell into the trap of thinking defensive, and the coaches reminded me, get offensive, but in my mind I was thinking how I can hang on, which I'm going to do that tomorrow night. I can't do that anymore. I got it.
Congratulations again, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow night in the finals.
Hey, Travis, just tell Briar that he just needs to finish one place higher than his old man did back in the 90s.
Got Kevin Cochran up here on the other end of the mic, and he says you need to finish one place higher than your old man did in the 90s.
Yes, I do. First one from Ravia.
Congratulations, Briar Cochran. You are wrestling on Saturday night, and wow. Coach Dave Winger joins us up here. Coach, first of all, I know how tight the Albion Moravia wrestling program is, and it just feels great to watch guys like Briar Cochran, who just absolutely put everything into their senior year, go out and get their ticket to Saturday night.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and yeah, we do spend a lot of time together, so it's fun to see that and representing Southern Iowa, and we get to watch somebody that we're really familiar with on Saturday night.
Caught up here with Nick Martin. Nick, congratulations on your win here in the consolation round. Come out real quick, got a quick takedown, throw your opponent to his back, got some near fall points. Walk us through that first period.
When I got the takedown on his back, I wasn't expecting that. He just threw himself in, and I just took him down and got the points. It was ahead 5-0 and laid back for a while. Scored more points. He messed up again. Put him back on his back. But scored more. And then he just came back and started getting on me and stuff. So,
well, congratulations to you. And you find yourself here fighting your way higher up that podium. And what are you going to do to prepare here to come back for the consolation semifinals?
Rest up and eat some food.
Well, there you go. Congratulations, Nick Martin. We'll be looking forward to you in the semifinals.
Congratulations. The accolades, the joy that has been sent through the hallways of Moravia High School and the school down there and all of Southern Iowa. So proud of these Mohawks. What a great tournament. Coach Dave Winger joined us up in the broadcast booth. Albia's head coach. Coach, come in with four guys. And you send four guys to the semifinals. Only thing better is four on a championship Saturday night.
Yeah, that's for sure. And we've, you know, the semifinal round's kind of been a thorn in our side the last few years. So hopefully we can poke through here tonight. And we're just one match away. So some big things could happen here later this evening.
We're interviewing Coach Dave Winger and also setting things up for Fox 15 tonight. We're going to have these highlights and, of course, some of the coaches and wrestlers on our special 9:30 Fox 15. And, Coach, I missed you. I took my headset off a second, buddy. Right now is a real important time for your guys to get their minds right.
Yeah, I was just saying that the semifinals haven't always been good to us, so we got to get them prepared, and we sent them back to the room, and they'll put their feet up and relax a little bit, and hopefully they can come back here later in the evening and feel fresh.
What's the status on Lawless?
Oh, he had 9 stitches put in his head.
So it was pretty good.
It was a big gash.
I'm sure he's going to be sore in the morning, but is that something you're gonna have to wrap up before he goes out?
Yeah, Denny Whitlow's got a face mask, and I think that'll be the last resort. We don't really want to put one of those on, but I think if we just wrap it up and get it taped up good, then he'll be fine. But it was pretty nasty.
Well, and those will constantly bleed. But otherwise, I guess as far as the momentum, you've got a kid at 106, you got a kid at 285, and then you got two guys in the middle. So how has it been for all four of those guys? Like Aiden Reeves kind of starts things off, and then once the momentum gets going, and you've got all four of those guys, that's got to help versus, like we were saying, if you're a school that brings one or two kids and you just don't have that momentum going between everybody, or if somebody loses and then they get down, it's a game changer.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we tasted the other side of that in the duels, I felt, and got some good momentum going in our first duel, and then once we lost it, we didn't get it back all day long, so Aiden was able to get us off on the right foot here today, and the kids really do feed off of that. It's pretty cool to watch. Aiden's fitting in really good with our older guys, and we've got three seniors and a freshman, and if you want to look at it that way, you would think that the freshman would get left out a little bit, but he's right there in the mix too with the guys. It's pretty fun.
Well, I always call it, it doesn't matter how old you are or whatever, it's a family of guys.
That's right. You're seeing that right now with them. It's a lot of fun.
Well, hopefully we can continue it going. The semifinals are tonight for the Class 2A and the Class 3A.
Hope
to go 4-for-4 again. As we're saying, in the team race, I think you're sitting in fourth place right now. But I don't know if you've been watching Creston. They had an awful good round themselves. They got 6 in the semifinals with, I think, 2 or 3 others still wrestling coming back. So that might be something that might be hard to overcome, but if you walk away with 4 state champions or 4 in the finals or however we're going to look at it, you've had a pretty good promising year.
Yeah, you know, going in with 4 guys, we really couldn't think about the team race too much. We just wanted our kids to do exactly what they're doing right now and just wrestle one match at a time, and that's cliche, I know, but we really focused on that. You know, if they won their matches, then the team score would take care of itself.
Absolutely.
And we don't, we with 4 guys, you just can't really put that type of pressure on kids to go out and, you know, hey, we got to have, you know, maximum points here. We've got to score bonus points. We've never said that to the kids. We just told them to go out and win matches.
But ultimately, that's the goal anyway. Anytime you want to go out and wrestle, you expect not only to win, and if you're winning, you expect to win by bonus, whether it's a decision, a major decision, tech fall, or a pin.
Yeah, when we know when we're in position for that, you know, and we'll coach it up that way on the mat, but we don't talk about it going out that, hey, we need a pin or something here. But, you know, a perfect example was Carter's match there. We were up by six, and we knew we needed to take down to get a bonus point. So, or what is that, a half a point? But
1 point.
1 point, okay. So we coached him up as we flew there, and it worked out good.
Tell you what, that Pocahontas there, that's a pretty good freshman.
He's a big guy. He's big.
Well,
tall.
I'm going to give the mic back. We've got Axmere on. Zachary Axmere taking on Carson Shahisi of Sumner Fredericksburg, and that's on mat number five. We also have another Pleasantville wrestler on the mat here momentarily, but Axmere of North English going at it. We want to get that match to you. Joe Sinclair is going to take the mic. Dave Winger, you're coming with me. We're going to go on Fox 15, where you can get the wrap-up tonight of all this great action on the television tube.
We got Griffin McBride from Pleasantville up on mat number seven. Go against Trey Brisker from Wilton, a sophomore, 39-7. McBride's a junior, 30-6. A 0-0 score, just getting underway. And on mat number five, Zach Axmere, a junior, 51-0 campaign this year for a junior. Going against Carson Sehas, a junior from Sumner Fredericksburg, 48-1. So this is quite the matchup. 99 wins and one loss between these two wrestlers, Joe.
That is for sure. Hey, we got a good one going for you down here on mat five. That's Zach Axmere. He trails Carson Sehas. Two zip. It'll be Sehas covering Axmere. Get my binoculars out and make sure I can see who's who down here, Coach Cochran.
Well, Axmere is rated number one, and Sehas is rated number three. So this is one of those matchups you thought you might see on Saturday night. But
all right, it's Axmere on top covering Sehas here in the second period at 152, 2-0, the deficit for Zachary Axmere. Griffin riding hard.
Griffin McBride gives up a takedown against Brisker of Wilton. He trails 2-0 with 107 left in the first period.
Saw Zach's cousin Steve walking over to the auditorium today, pushing a baby stroller, looking good there. Hey, we're going to get back points for Zach Axmere. He's got the tilt in. Did he get it long enough for a two count? There it is. Back points for Axmere. Axmere with the two count. And that is a 4-2 lead now for Zach Axmere. He got the reversal, tied it up, and then he gets the two back points.
Griffin McBride finds himself on his back, giving up back points here. 27 seconds left in the first period. He's got to find a way to fight off of this. He's wrapped up pretty tight by Brisker of Wilton.
Axmere,
and Brisker gets the fall.
Axmere with a two count, gets off the legs now, tries to cast back and get some back points again, but a good job by Sehas getting off of his rump, and no more points. So we got 18 seconds left in the second.
McBride from Pleasantville will be wrestling for 7th and 8th place tomorrow.
Right now, Zach Axmere with 10 seconds to go is working on top. He's really manhandled Sehas here in the second period. Got 4 points here. He's got it going right now. And there's a, looked like a stall call maybe against Sehas. And that makes the score 5-2. 5-2. So Axmere, 5 big points. We're going to start this third period in the neutral position on our feet. Axmere circles at the center of the mat. Carson Sehas, 1 loss on his 48-win season from Sumner Fredericksburg. He's in on that single leg now. Take down here, and it's a 1 point. But we're going to have a potentially dangerous before the takedown is awarded, and that was really a good deal for Zach Axmere because Sehas was in there deep on that ankle pick, but he got a knee at an oblique angle, and the official stops it due to the potentially dangerous nature of that. So good job there by Axmere to get out of that one. He's got the 3-point lead with 1:35 to go in the match. This is a semifinal match, folks. We're on the championship side here at 152 pounds, and it's Zach Axmere on his feet against Carson Sehas. Axmere with front headlock now, tries a snap down and spin behind. Good job there by Sehas backing out of it. We're back to the neutral position. Axmere hanging on to an arm, drops down to a single leg. He's got his head on the inside on a single leg. He needs to get his head to the outside and go to a double. He's got him stacked up right now. Cihase reaches around behind and grabs the ankles of Zach Axmier, and we're going to have a stalemate. Axmier elevated Cihase in a straight up and down vertical fashion, and it was Cihase's head on the mat right next to Axmier's shoes. He grabbed one of those shoes and got the stalemate call. Now Axmier in on a double leg. Hard crossface by Axmier. And Cihase gets behind. Axmier in danger of being taken down here with 51 seconds to go. But he breaks the hands of Cihase and tries to get to a neutral position. But Cihase is still in on a single leg. Axmier with the whizzer on the left-hand side, trying to stretch out Cihase and maybe get to a neutral position with a stalemate. And with 39 seconds to go, that's what we get. Kevin, that was a tight one there for Cihase. I'm amazed.
Axmier did a nice job of getting hand control and getting out before Cihase took him back to the mat to get the two.
And now we got a blood timeout. They're going to wipe the blood off of Zach Axmier while they stop the flow of blood from the nose of Cihase.
39 seconds remain in this match.
Cihase knows that he's in a dogfight. He's over at the edge of the mat. The Iowa State medical professional medics take care of him. They put a wad of cotton up his nose, and he's going to be good to go for the final 39 seconds here at 152 against Zach Axmier from North English. Axmier from North English in a collar tie. Now shot in there by Cihase. Axmier with the sprawl. Axmier knows where he's at in this match. And there is a nice little shuck by on Axmier on a wild shot by Cihase. And Axmier gets the two-point takedown, 7-2 with 17 to go.
And we got T.J. Durkin from Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas on mat number 8 going against Bryce Paul of Alvernette, the senior, 49-4, Paul is. And Durkin, only a sophomore, 37-13, gets taken down. Durkin finds himself trailing 2-0 with 47 seconds remaining in the first period.
Pretty good match for you right there. It was going to be a little bit too little too late for Cihase. And Zachary Axmier is a Class 1A finalist for North English. Axmier continuing on his perfect season. 52 wins against no losses for English Valley, North English, Zach Axmier. Thanks to all the folks up there in Iowa County listening in on 96.7 KIIC. And we got the World Wide Web going on KIICradio.com.
T.J. Durkin here trails. Looks like score a 5-0. Give up a 3-point near fall at the end of the first period. It's going to be Red's choice. Looks like they're going to go neutral. Nope, changed his mind. He's going to go down.
That's Bryce Paul from Alvernette. And Alvernette,
tough kid,
running away with this Class 1A title right now.
I just checked it. I mean, Lisbon's made a pretty good run. Lisbon's actually leading it at this point.
Lisbon on top.
But we'll update you here towards the end because there's still a lot of action left to go. Bryce Paul is a defending state champ. State champion last year at 152 pounds.
He's out there competing right now at 160. He is trying to get points. He's been shut out thus far by Bryce Paul from Alvernette.
Paul was defeated by Salar Zaney from I-35, who punched his ticket to the finals just minutes ago.
Returning state champion, he's wrestling on the consolation side. He's got a double underhook in on T.J. Durkin. Durkin tries to whiz his way out of that, and we're off the mat out of bounds. 6-0, the score now after that Bryce Paul escape. T.J. Durkin, Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas together on their wrestling program now. He's on his feet. Sophomore, Durkin. A lot of good things going on there for Southeast Warren. The Warhawks, they love listening in on 96.
Got some good kids.
Last year,
they was trying to make a run here. They had some.
I'm not too sure. Didn't their coach get Coach of the Year last year in 1A?
I don't remember, but I think they were in the state duels and made a run at some state titles.
Very good program there for Southeast Warren.
Durkin gets taken down, but finds a way to get a reversal. 37 seconds left in the second period.
8-2.
He trails 8-2. Trying to make something happen here. Throws a hard crossface on Paul.
26 seconds in the second period left in that one.
Boy, I'd like to see a nice hard crossface, too. go back to the center of the mat. Paul goes down. Referee gets him set. Dierken getting ready to cover. 26 ticks left on the clock. Period two. Dierken tries to get a chicken wing in. Try to find a way to turn him here with 13 seconds left. He's working hard, getting a little high, though. Got high, got out of position, Joe, and gives up the reversal. That's what he did. He just got too high.
5 seconds to go is when he gave it up. That's the part that hurts.
Yep.
He's down by eight now, and that's a pretty big disadvantage against the high-quality wrestler that we see out here on the mat for Al Burnett. That's Bryce Paul.
Like I said, he was a returning state champ and then got second the year before. Got defeated in the state finals by Bryce from Maroff of Eddyville-Blakesburg.
He is covering T.J. Dierken for Southeast Warren to start the third period. Dierken tries to sit out. Paul riding him with a tough ride there. Nice sit out, though, and Paul's just going to cut him. 3-10 the score now. 7-point lead for Bryce Paul.
And we'd like to have T.J. Dierken find a way to pull this out, maybe throw him to his back and get the pin. But Al Burnett is thinking, hey, we got a state title on the line here for our team. So they're thinking Paul needs to find a way to get another point here to get a major decision.
There's 1:25 left in the match. A 3-10 score. The disadvantage for Southeast Warren's T.J. Dierken.
So, Mohawk fans, stay tuned. We'll be having Quentin Castile coming up here. We're on 182 pounds. Looks like the first 195-pound match has hit the mat. He'll be coming up very shortly. Back to the center of the mat. 1 minute remaining. T.J. Dierken trails 10-3. In on a shot. Paul defends it. Sprawls. Dierken tries to come in. Back up to the feet. Still has the underhook in. Go out of bounds, come back to the center of the mat. Not a whole lot of action. Something's going to happen here. 45 seconds left. Dierken trails by 7.
Tough matchup here for T.J. Dierken in this consolation side. He's out there battling, but that's a tough draw here. Got Travis Zappel up in the booth with us now. And Travis, you've been our mat side reporter, been seeing everything that's been going on down there as T.J. Dierken gets taken down again by Bryce Paul for a 9-point lead for Paul and a major decision with 20 seconds to go if nothing changes there. But you've been down there on the mat side, and you saw that gash on Blake Lawless's head, didn't you, before they got it sewed up?
Yeah, I sure did, you know, and boy, that's a nasty one. It's right on the bone, you know, right on top of the eye socket, you know, that real tender skin right there. And they got him stitched up, and he's headed off to the hotel room, probably going to hold some ice on it for a while, get some swelling out of it, and get prepared to come back here. But, boy, you see them cuts like that, you know, it's a – if you ever watch the movie Rocky Balboa, and you've seen that cut on Rocky Balboa in that movie, that's just identical to what it looked like.
Is that what he said? And then cut me, Rick, cut me.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What do you think about his ability to compete? Do you think it's going to hinder his ability to compete? Is it going to swell shut?
Well, I tell you what, Blake Lawless is double tough, and you know, and that's going to play into effect. I'm going to say that there's going to be some swelling in it, but like I said, they're going to ice it down and you know, keep some swelling out of it. But boy, Blake Lawless is double tough, and I look for him to come out here and be prepared, even though he has the injury, but be prepared for a semifinal match and wrestle hard no matter what.
Well, Coach Winger said he had got nine stitches in it, you know, and so that's a pretty good guess right there. And you know, I'm like you. I think it's going to be swollen, and it's probably going to be sore to touch it. But when that whistle blows, he won't feel a thing.
Yeah. How about this? I got a text message here from a guy, kind of running his mouth a little bit to me on the airwaves. But I'm going to tell you, Rick Weidman, I'll give you a cut above your eye.
I'm not going to go anywhere near that one. All right, we're going to have a Sigourney Kyoto matchup here pretty quick. It's going to be Caleb Reeves coming out, and he's
wrestling Colton Massengale. From the BGM senior, 42-4 on the season.
They're 182 pounders, and Reeves comes out. And he busts out of there, looking good on his feet. Nice little duck under there by Massengale, and he's going to get around and get behind and take down Reeves here in the first period. Reeves working on the bottom now. We're over by the outside edge of the mat. Massengale works him back to the center.
Now Reeves finding track wrestling's not staying up here. I didn't see what happened, but he must have got caught for a 5-point move. But Reeves gets the escape. It's 5-1. And Reeves tries to throw, doesn't get it, gets taken down again, and now trails 7-1.
He cuts him.
Massengale cuts him.
7-2.
45 seconds left in the first period. But, you know, Reeves has kind of lived and died by that a little bit. That's how he got that pin there in the previous match.
That is exactly right, and he's an exciting wrestler to watch. There's going to be a lot of scrambles in this one, folks, at 182 pounds. It's Sigourney Kyoto's Caleb Reeves trailing 7-2 at 182 with 30 seconds left in the first period. So a lot of scoring here in the first period. There's a double leg in there by Massengale and rolled through by Reeves. And Reeves rolls through and going to try to turn it into a headlock. He's got the headlock, but it's at the edge of the mat. He needs to pull him back on. He can't get him onto the mat. And there is a rollover by Massengale. And Massengale used that outside circle to perfection and got a takedown out of that scramble.
He did. I think Reeves maybe just let his guard down for a second. Got there on the edge. He just needs to keep wrestling until that referee blows the whistle and gives up the takedown. Now trails 9-2.
9-2 the score here at 182 pounds. I want to thank everybody listening in on 96.7, including Rick Weidman. Great bunch of listeners, great bunch of fans in Albia and all across southern Iowa and the whole wide world on the web.
I do need to probably give a shout out here to my lovely wife, Stacy Cochran, who's probably driving home. And she works in Albia, driving back home to Centerville. So if you're listening in, honey, just keep tuned in. We're going to bring you all this local action here.
Don't get to talk about any Centerville wrestlers today, though. That's first time in my memory that Centerville doesn't have a representative here at state.
First time in 20 years, and I think that's the second time in the last 40 years that Centerville has not qualified somebody for the state tournament, but I can probably guarantee you that streak will not go to 2 next year.
All right. That is good news. I got to say hi to my wife, too. She's been taking care of about 15 dogs at home. Got a litter of 10 puppies came this week. Just a lot of work there taking care of those puppies.
Well, Reeves back on his feet. He keeps trying to get that big move in. I think when Travis interviewed him earlier, talked about getting that big move, making something happen. And so I don't think he's worried about this 9-2 deficit. Well, until he gets taken down right there.
And
now trails 11-2.
A very good technical wrestler there with Colton Massengale. He's a talented senior, 42-4 on his year. And, you know, both of these wrestlers are going to medal. They are really good wrestlers. They are going to stand on the medals. Everybody that we broadcast here is going to be a medal winner. We are in Class 1A at 182 pounds. It is Caleb Reeves from Sigourney, Kyoto. The Savage Cobras gets the escape. He trails now by 8.
11-3, 50 seconds left in the second period. Reeves still trying to get that underhook, trying to get a throw, trying to get that big move, which, honestly, I can't blame him.
Well, he's real long and lanky, and his arms
he's
are
very
so long.
Long.
And in the previous match earlier today, he was able to actually be in a reverse headlock and had enough arm still left to get the arm with that reverse headlock and get that throw on the edge
of
the
mat. Well, nobody understands. I mean, when you're just that much taller, you got so much more leverage overall versus a shorter guy. Normally, if you're going to be short, you're going to be that short, stocky, strong guy. But that leverage plays a role. I'm not sure how tall he is, but he could probably play on most basketball teams.
Well, I'm 5'9", if I stretch it, and I didn't come to his shoulders. So,
14 seconds left on the clock in the second period. Still trails 11-3, trying to make something big happen here. Still on their feet, lots of action. Massengill back in on a single. Reeves, you can't give this up with 3 seconds left. 2-1. And that put a little push and shove there.
Yeah.
A little, I don't know if that was a love pat, Travis, or
yeah,
that, what it was.
That mat number one has been violent all day. Watched a Johnston kid earlier get DQ'd on mat number one for a little extracurricular activity going on down there.
And you know what? That's why they write rules, Joe. You got to follow the rules.
That's right.
That's what I try to tell my students at school. We got rules for a reason. You can't break them.
Well, you can, consequences. But there's consequences when that happens. You never broke any rules in school, did you?
No, still haven't. Hope my wife's not listening in right now.
back in the day.
Well, I think he's been breaking one rule in this booth all afternoon, and that rule is do not cut wind in the booth.
Yeah, it's not an open space here high above the mats in high fidelity. It's not exactly cramped. Joe Milge has got us a pretty good spot. Not as good as the KMA boys over in southwest Iowa have, but we're going to try to work on moving up in the world next year. But it has been a little bit of an issue for Kevin Cochran today. Caleb Reese trying to do a bull rush throw here in the third period.
He's down to desperation here, Joe. He trails by six with a minute 15 to go.
You know what? He's got a lot of time, though. He's only down by six, but he can't give up any more points against this talented Massengale. And Massengale just gets a snap down, spins behind, and gets that takedown while Reeves was trying to set up a throw.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's not a whole lot of defense out of Reeves here. Still trying to make that big move.
He's working off of his belly here, trying to get stood up to his base. And
Massengale's got that arm behind his back, just watching the ticks go off the clock. Reeves trying to come to his base and come up. Massengale playing a lot of pressure, but he gets out. There's one more point, 14-7.
He's got 39 seconds to go.
He's got time.
He's got time, but he's going to need a throw. And a little bit of frustration there. He kind of shoves Massengale at the edge of the mat by the...
I'm surprised that official hasn't at least come down and talked to him, you know, try to calm him down or warn him.
Uh-oh. Boy, there's a headbutt there, and that was a bell ringer for
Massengale.
Massengale.
I thought Reeves got the bat into the deal.
Just at the last second, Reeves got his head down, and the back of Reeves' head hit the front of Massengale's and stopped Massengale cold, and they're going to be checking him for a concussion. And look at Reeves rubbing the back of his head. His back of his head hit the front of Massengale's, and he's in pain out there. Both of these wrestlers not feeling very good after that collision.
Well, I tell you what, that's about like Blake Lawless's when he got hit. And I can tell you from experience, that's no fun. I remember I was wrestling down at Lee Summit, and me and another kid shot really within the first 10 seconds, my first match of the tournament.
I think Massengale just spit out a tooth. He's got a bucket in front of him that's filling up with bloody spit. They're working on his mouth, and they've cut the blood time, so they must think that they've got it stopped. But I think he just spit out a tooth. Wow, what a collision over here on mat number one between Caleb Reeves from Sigourney, Kyoto, and Colton Massengale, a BGM wrestler. That was you can almost hear it.
That was a jarring. Bone-jarring hit there to the face of Massengale. And
they're working on his mouth and his face.
We got
Caleb Reeves getting coached up over there while they're working on Massengale.
Quentin Castile getting ready to come out here to 220 pounds in consolation side two. So
Massengale's going to be all right. He's going to take the mat for the last 20 seconds of this match. They're underway. And Massengale acts like he's unfazed because he hits that snap down and just, that's worked for him four times now. He just gets that snap down and snaps down the head of Caleb Reeves and gets the takedown. Now Reeves gets the escape. That makes the score 8-16. And Massengale is going to just run away from Reeves for the final 10 seconds. And it goes final at 182. Caleb Reeves is going to be going for 7th and 8th place tomorrow for the Sigourney Kyoto. Great program there. And Reeves is going to be going for 7th and 8th tomorrow.
Reeves showed some really nice sportsmanship there, guys. I like to see that. A guy give the other opponent a hug at the end of the match. And, I had the moment to interview Caleb earlier, and he's such a well-spoken, well-mannered young man. And we're going to see a lot of him up here at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, I agree, in a nice firm handshake and walk off the mat. If I'm going to hug somebody, I'm going to hug my wife.
That's a good way to put it.
I mean, I'm not a fan of that.
I just love the sport of wrestling. You know, these guys come here and they compete, and they didn't just get off the couch last week and say, you know, I think I'll wrestle. I mean, this is something that's been a culmination for most of these wrestlers, more than a decade of preparation to get to this place.
Hey, we've got Quentin Castile up on mat number one right here.
All right, Moravia Mohawks.
He's going against Tom Reef of Missouri Valley, a sophomore, 54-4.
Quentin Castile out there, toes the line, shakes his opponent's hand, and we're underway at 220 pounds. Quentin Castile in on a single leg. Now, good job there getting out of that, and Castile now has a double leg being applied to him at the edge of the mat. Castile's going to try to hip his way off the mat, and there's a two-point takedown at the edge of the mat for his opponent,
yep.
Tom Reef.
Reef did a nice job just bringing that hand up. Brought that hand up to cover the body to get that two. If he doesn't do that, he's not going to get the two right on the edge of the mat.
Yeah, you know, Castile did a nice job of trying to push that off and fight that off, but got taken down here. Minute 30 to go here in the first period. Moravia Mohawks, Quentin Castile trails his opponent, Tom Reef of Missouri Valley. Now Reef has Castile broken down, gets the arm barred behind the back. And Castile's trying to work up to his base here, but Reef has that arm bar in deep. And Castile just can't do nothing with it. He tries to get a stand up. Southern Iowa Technology text line. Let's go, Q, from your biggest fan, Shane. Well, come on, Q. Off the edge of the mat we go. 56 seconds left to go here in the first period. Quentin Castile trails his Missouri Valley opponent, Tom Reef, 2-0. Reset back to the center. Castile hits quick stand-up. Reef covers him, but a little bit high there.
Lots of action between these two 20-pounders here.
Yeah, you know, that's fun to see these big boys go at it and get lots of action like that, Coach Cochran.
Castile's been moving. Reef's been moving pretty well, too, and he looks like he's a little bit bigger than Castile. And only a sophomore. 50 wins on the year for Tom Reef. 54. He's on pace to get 216 wins.
Yep.
I never wrestled 100 matches in my high school career.
These kids today, they get a lot more exposure to the mat than what the wrestlers did.
Double duels and trianglers and
yep.
Tournaments where you get five matches in a day. Those did not exist way back when.
15 seconds left to go here in the first period. Quentin Castile still trails 2-0. Castile tries to hit a sit out. Reef covers him up. Has Castile broken down. Trying to work an arm bar. Castile wipes it away. Reef's kind of got a deep waist right in here, and time's going to expire as we go into the second period.
Only a 2-0 deficit. Easily to come back with.
Well, we seen him in his match earlier. He was down and throwed his opponent to his back and got a pin.
Got the pin.
Castile's going to start the second period here in the down position. He trails 2-0.
At the completion of Castile's match, we'll give it a little time to update. We'll try to update you on the 1A team scores and the 2A team scores.
The nurses and staff at the clinic
Castile
are still cheering for you.
Hits a far side carry here on Reef and gets the takedown. Nice far side carry. Finished it very well.
Now he leads 3-2. Quentin Castile gets the escape, gets the takedown. 3-2 is your score. He's going to cut him. Minute 30 to go here in the second period. Castile's in on a deep single leg shot right on the edge of the mat. He's in deep.
He did a nice job trying to catch Reef off guard there. Right as Reef faced him, Quentin got immediately back in on a shot. And that's about the best time to do it. You don't want to let him get back in the good position.
Reef does a nice job sprawling here.
Yeah,
grabs the back ankle.
Quentin's got to get his hips up. He's got to get his hips up. Reef's going to come around there.
Off the edge of the mat we go. Almost took out the scores table with him. Minute 5 to go here in the second period. Tied up 3-3.
You got 450 pounds there going into that table. I'm going to say the table's going to lose. Boy, would it be sweet for Moravia to go 3-3 here this afternoon as well.
Boy, it would be. Quentin Castile in on a double leg shot here right off the edge of the mat. 51 seconds to go here in the second period. And I like this action, Kevin. I do like this action. These two 20-pounders are bringing it like a pair of 106-pounders.
They really are. I mean, you get to the heavyweights, the 220s, you get a lot of just tying up, pushing, shoving. This has been full-blown action, shots taken.
We're seeing single legs, double legs. It's 106-pound action here in the 220-pound weight bracket.
Guys, I was over there watching with Coach Winger. And I went to that second period, and after being ridden hard, I thought, well, you don't want to choose down. But he chose down and got right out of it. I just
got right and got the takedown.
Yeah.
On a nice takedown.
15 seconds left to go here in the second period. 3-3 is your score. Quentin Castile, Moravia Mohawks, taking on Tom Reef, Missouri Valley. Wrestlers are tied up here in the center. Castile in on a nice double leg shot here. Reef does a nice job.
So strong.
They're going to run out of time.
Off the edge of the mat. 2 seconds left to go, and Reef's going to get called for stalling here. He was running away from Castile, so Castile bringing the action here, making Reef stall away.
Pleasantville on the mats here momentarily. But right now, Quentin Castile. Boy, what a run here from Reef. If they can finish this off, they're going to be wrestling. All of them are on the podium.
Reef's going to start in the down position here to start the third period. Castile covers. Reef tries to hit a switch. Quentin does a nice job of covering that up. He's going to cut Reef here. Reef with the escape, 4-3. Reef out in front of Castile. Minute 45 to go here in the third period. Come on, Moravia Mohawks. Hug them radios. Cheer on your fan, Quentin Castile. Pummeling here in the center of the mat. Minute 30 to go. Third period. Quentin tries a little snap down.
This is a good seat here, Joe Sinclair, buddy. You got these high chairs. Yeah, I feel like I'm in the business, yeah. It is. That's, when you're short like I am.
Castile on a nice duck under there, but just a little too far. Reef snaps him by. Reef's going to get the takedown. Castile now trails 3-6. Minute to go in the third period.
This has been one of those matches, just back and forth.
Has, and this is a 220-pound match, and it's going to be the final match of the session.
Sit out and still gets a stand up. Escape.
He's going to get the 1 point, 4-6 now. 47 seconds left to go.
These boys have a lot in their tank for 220.
They do.
Well, there's the ankle pick. Oh, geez.
Going to get a caution call.
Well, that's probably a good. That might have saved.
Yeah, he kind of missed it.
Early.
Right off the whistle there, Castile shot. Took a little quick shot. Got away with it.
Yes, he did.
You got two big boys like this going out as hard as they are. I mean, it doesn't look like they're fatigued too much. But they are. I mean, they're both gassing, but they're both giving every effort that they got.
Well, he's got to get a takedown here. Castile, 30 seconds and counting. He's got to get a takedown. Trail 6-4. Oh, nice double leg deep shot, though. Still has that back leg. And he's going to have to give that up. Get back to his feet. 20 seconds of counting. A nice drop down. And he's going to be a deep shot there. Travis just missed, and great counter.
Yeah, Reef got called for stalling there right there on the Castile shot and gave up a stall point. But Reef's going to get the takedown. 5-8, your score now. 2 seconds left to go. And Quentin Castile, great tournament for that junior. And his day is going to come to an end.
Now, if I got it right, he's still wrestling tomorrow.
But his tournament's not. Yep, he'll be wrestling tomorrow for 7th and 8th place. Only a junior.
Yep. On the podium. Moravia's going to have 3 medalists this year. That's just 3 guys on the podium. That is doing something.
Yeah, what a good job them guys are doing down there at Moravia and Mohawk country. Be proud of your wrestlers you got up here today.
We're going to move to 2A, back to the 2A. Consolation side.
We'll give you a rundown real quick on the 1A team scores. Moravia's in 10th place. They've cracked the top 10 with 33. Otherwise, your top 5 is Missouri Valley, 40.5. Highland Riverside, 44.5. Newman Catholic Mason City, 46. And then your top 2 clear cut, who's going to be battling it out from here on out, Lisbon with 87. Albernette, 88.5.
Well, the 2A athletes are starting to take the mats here as we move to the consolation side of 2A. Later tonight, at 7:30. We're going to have 3A semifinals and the third round consolations, and then in the 2A semifinals and third round consolations come your way, 8:45. And I'm going to trade hits with Joe Sinclair. The switch is on. Nice job out of you, Travis Apple. Play-by-play there.
Oh, yeah. Travis had a good day in the tunnel.
Oh, man. You talk about raw stuff. You know, those raw interviews, I don't think they get any better. That's what really, in my mind, separates these broadcasts, to be able to bring you the raw coverage.
Well, it is the greatest spectacle in high school sports. We're, of course, talking about the Iowa High School State Championships right here at Wells Fargo Arena. Got a pretty good match down here on number six. That's the Goodson kid from Creston. He's up against Josh Keller. And how did Keller get to the consolation side?
He got beat by Noah Fry from New Hampton, I believe, in the first round. And Keller's a runner-up last year.
Yeah.
He only had one loss coming into this tournament and got beat, I think, 5-2 by Noah Fry. So he's probably on a mission here to finish his high school career and try to finish third. He's got Goodson on his back here, which is good for Albie because it's a Creston guy, and Creston's leading in the team points. But we start talking about all his team scores. I think it's so neat for the fans and everything right now. There's no clear-cut winner in any division. You know, you've got basically Lisbon and Albernette in 1A. You've got four or five, maybe even six teams right now in 2A.
3A's wide 3A's open with Fort Dodge and Southeast Polk, and you got West Des Moines Valley right in the hunt. It's going to be fun.
Yep. That's what makes it fun. When it comes down to those final matches on Saturday night to not, you know, to determine that state team championship, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and we got all kinds of fans that are supporting this broadcast with, you know, with their partnership with us as listeners. You know, we hear from him on the text line. I just heard from Josh Sony. He says his nephew Carson says, "Go Big Blue," and "Way to go, Carter Isley." I mean, these wrestlers are role models for these younger kids, and what could be a better role model than a kid like Carter Isley, Blake Laws? You know, we're talking about kids that set an example both in the classroom as well as on the mat with a work ethic and a get-it-done attitude.
You know, here's the other great thing I like about it, too, is that, you know, if you look at, say, the four boys that Albia brought up, you look at the seven kids that Atumwa brought up, the three kids Moravia brought up, you don't, as a 17, 16, 15, 18-year-old kid, you don't realize how much some of those other kids that are your classmates or your underclassmen, or it could be a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, actually look up to these guys. And so that, to me, that's why it's so great to be 100% respectful, sportsmanlike, you know, don't come off as the hothead, the cocky, the pushing, shoving, all that stuff. It just says a lot about your name. And I think Southern Iowa as a whole has represented that very, very well.
Yep, very proud of all of the athletes and the coaches. Just, you know, and this is the big stage to show off your school and your community and to do it with pride and that dignity. Yeah. As you said, that really, you know, with the way you can open and roll any place, you know, it's you're on display.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of pride and dignity, if you're proud of your home but it needs a little bit of home repair, call First Iowa State Bank. They're your hometown bank. And for all your lending needs, call them at First Iowa State Bank.
Well, their new smartphone app is, I mean, it is easy mobile banking. I got it on both my phones,
iPad. I'm kind of dumb on that, but Lauren Pence actually coached me through getting signed up on the desktop version of electronic banking. So they've got that too. All right. We also want to thank the fine folks for turning the lights on in Albia and all across rural Southern Iowa. That's Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. They're providing Southern Iowa with affordable power through the Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
I want to give a shout out to Larry Klein, who's been listening all the way. Hello, Larry Klein. Larry owns a gas station there in Knoxville, and Knoxville listeners all throughout the week have been joining us here at Wells Fargo Arena. I want to thank Double D Repair. Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction repair shop. Bring it to them, or they can come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for all your large and small equipment repairs. Dustin Dowdy is Double D Repair.
Hey, we know what Carter Isley was doing at 9 o'clock Thursday morning. What do you suppose he was doing at 5 o'clock? He was unloading trucks at Hy-Vee. At 5 o'clock in the morning, he unloads trucks at Hy-Vee and then gets on the team bus and comes up to
scores
a couple pins for the Blue Demons in the team duels.
Great kid. Absolutely a tremendous kid all the way around.
We're going to have Gabe Rupke coming up here for Sheraton, followed by Harvard.
First feature match that we're going to bring you here from Wells Fargo. It'll be up in about 2 or 3 minutes. So we can send it back to Scotty for a quick update on our news and weather and maybe some commercial announcements. And we'll make sure we bring it back to you here for the Sheraton matches here on the Constellation side in Class 2A. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future, all together, side by side. Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC, hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Hey, y'all. This is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back live at Wells Fargo Arena. Folks, got a couple of great matches for the Sheraton Chargers coming up for you. Going to be brought to you by the Lucas County Health Center, Midwest Heritage Bank, and Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton. We're going to have Gabe Rupke out there on mat number two. He's going to be going up against John Hellman, a senior, 42-6 from Union LaPorte City. Rupke, 26-6 on his sophomore campaign. And the wrestlers shake their hands at the center of the mat, and we're underway. Rupke from Sheraton. Hellman from Union LaPorte City. Collar tie in there by Rupke now.
Dylan Harbert should be coming up next here as it looks like he's going to be on mat number one.
And if you want to, Kevin, you can. Which mat do you want to broadcast?
I'll take the Harbert's match.
You got the 126, I got the 120. It's Gabe Rupke in a collar tie against Hellman from Union LaPorte City. Hellman with a single leg shot in there now. Rupke whizzes him out of that. We're just underway here in the first period at 120 pounds. This is a consolation match. All these wrestlers are going to be place winners.
These are the consolation matches.
Yeah. So you got to win to get a medal in this round. That's what this round is all about, Class 2A.
Yep, Dylan Harbert's taking on Trevor Anderson of Glenwood, a sophomore, 34-13. Harbert's 38-10 on the season. Harbert's in on a shot, trying to find a way to get a score here. He's got his head between his legs. Anderson just trying to hang on. Hope for a stalemate. Harbers needs to climb, walk up his back and get his head out, and he's going to get 2 points here. Yep, ends up in a stalemate. Minute 7 left in the first period, 0-0 as we come back to the center.
Rupke's got... dump by Rupke. Rupke gets an underhook, gets a dump, and it's going to be a big 5-point move for Gabe Rupke. He's got him on his back. He just caught him in a cow catcher there. Gets him to his back, and Hellman gives it up. It's going to be a 5-point move. Yes, it's a 5-point move.
Oh, Harbers just put a massive throw on Anderson, and Anderson, like, bounced right out of it and ends up getting the takedown. I don't know, because I swear Anderson's feet almost hit the scoreboard here.
Well, it's 2-0 over there, and Sheraton's on the bottom end of it. But a big 5-point move by Gabe Rupke. He caught Hellman in a throw. Hellman was in on a, kind of a arms-wide shot. Rupke dumps him onto his back, and Hellman rolled through it, but not until the 3-point near fall was awarded.
Harmer must have just let a little too much space go between him and Anderson as he was bringing him to the mat. Because I ain't kidding you, he literally bounced off that mat. Stayed in good position and found a way to come up behind Harberts and get the 2-point takedown. I thought Harberts was in great position to put him on his back there.
Gabe Rupke from Sheraton will start the second period in the down position with a 5-0 lead. Works his way with a sit out, gets separation, and gets the escape. Rupke with the escape. Now he's going to try to move into a takedown move. Works down onto the legs of Hellman. Hellman gives up the leg and gives up the takedown to Gabe Rupke. Rupke never got separation on that escape takedown combination. Very good job by Gabe Rupke keeping the pressure on Hellman from Union LaPorte City. An 8-0 lead for Gabe Rupke at 120 pounds.
Had a lot of scrambling here on mat number one. Harbert's Anderson got in a shot. Harbert's got in a shot. Anderson was in a front headlock, tried to throw by, almost got around, still didn't get around.
Harbert's in danger getting pinned right there. That was a weird deal.
Yep, they were in a scramble. Harbert held on a little too long, was almost going to be a defensive pin. Anderson comes out up on top and covers him and gets the fall.
Fall for Anderson in
236.
236, Dylan Harbert's just a sophomore. He'll be back next year. Right now, his friend and teammate, Gabe Rupke, is going to be moving on if things stay the way they are now. It's an 8-0 lead for Gabe Rupke at 120 pounds. If you just join us, folks, this is live high school wrestling coverage on 96.7. It is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are in the Class 2A consolation elimination round. So these wrestlers that lose here have their season's end at Wells Fargo. Gabe Rupke does not want to be one of those wrestlers. He's at 120 pounds, covering his opponent, Hellman, from Union LaPorte City. Hellman hits a real hard switch and gets loose for his first point. 8-1 the score now. Rupke from Sheraton on top at 120 pounds. Rupke now works a front headlock on Hellman.
Rupke's been in control this entire match.
Yeah, he came out, got that big 5-point move with a hip toss, and we're going to go to the third period. A 7-point lead for Gabe Rupke from Sheraton.
You know, Hellman's 42-6 on the year. He's no slouch, but Rupke is manhandling. And, you know, sometimes you never know how – that's why we say records never matter and rankings don't matter, because if you haven't seen your opponent, you don't know your style versus their style. As long as the styles, you know, clash, you could have a great match between two uncommon – opponents, or you could have somebody that doesn't look as good dominate somebody just because of their style.
Absolutely. Got four Blue Demons that wrestled in the quarterfinals here earlier this afternoon, and they all got their ticket punched for the semifinal round tonight at, I believe it's going to be at 8:45 that we get back in here for those semis. So going to be here for a long time today, folks. We're taking turns resting our vocal cords because that 8:45 session is going to come after we started here at 9 a.m. today. Had a big day Wednesday for the folks that were doing the dual coverage, as well as yesterday's marathon, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Gabe Rupke right now has a minute left in this match. He's gotten in a 7-point lead. He is covering Hellman from Union LaPorte City with a 7-point lead. There's a minute and 6 seconds left in the match. Rupke with a deep waist ride. Gonna stay on the hips. Now he moves off the hips, puts half Nelson in, breaks down Hellman at the center of the mat. Hellman gets to his base. Ripke working hard on top, trying to get a pinning combination to get a major decision for the Sheraton Charger squad. Tough loss for Dylan Harberts with a second period loss by fall against a very tough grappler, and in a match that he was in, just kind of got caught in a move out of position a little bit. Here we got Gabe Ripke with the chicken wing in on the left side, working to bar the arm on the right. Ripke with the arm bar, tries to run that chicken wing. Hellman posts the right leg with the chicken wing being put in on the left. Ripke casts over. Hellman gets back to his base and tries to stand up. Ripke drops down, gets onto an ankle, trips and takes him back to the mat. Now trying to break him down with an arm chop on the elbow. Chops the arm on the elbow, and it's a sit out by Hellman. Hellman sits out at the edge of the mat. Ripke gets back around behind, covers the hips, and breaks down Hellman as time expires, and Gabe Ripke will stand on the medal stand at 120 pounds. So that was a great win for the Sheraton Chargers. And the cheer squad watches as Gabe Ripke goes over and signs his match card. And a nice, efficient job there by Gabe Ripke getting that win for the Chargers.
Well, he's going to be meddling. That's good for the Sheraton Charger program. Harberts will be back next year.
Yeah, that's the beauty of that deal. He'll be back next year. Well, we're working our way through these consolation matches. I think the next one that we're going to be bringing you of some interest. We lost our Bloomfield wrestlers yesterday. You see any matches there that you like on the board right now, Kevin?
Well, I mean, I like them all, but if you know, we've got Shea Swofford of Minneapolis over here beating Gavin Kramer 3-0. That's a familiar name for the Southern Iowa, Minneapolis. Looking at the team race, New Hampton, Tyler Shadick is leading Cole Noakes 5-4. They're on mat number 8, only in the second period. You know, so I think we can probably start taking a look at that team race. You know, semifinals tonight's going to be a true test. If Albie can get four guys through, that's going to be 36 points without any bonus. So that's going to put them right in the mix of things. So it is kind of crucial that we keep track of, you know, how New Hampton's doing, how many wrestlers they have left. Creston.
I think New Hampton's got a wrestler out there on mat 8. That's Tyler Shatek against Cole Noakes from Webster City. That's a tight one, 5-4 in the third period with a minute 32 to go. But it looks like Shattuck's going to get a takedown there and make it 7-4.
You know, and here's, I guess, we could always throw a shout-out. We're not sure where everybody is listening from, so if there is a wrestler in your area that we're covering or that we'd like for us to cover, just send us a text. What's the text line number? I don't know the text line number.
I'll have to look it up here.
777-something.
799-1437.
799-1437.
Text line. And we got Jason Summers here. Jason, who's our text line sponsor?
Southern Iowa Technologies.
Oh, yeah. SIT. Larry and the gang.
Well,
at SIT.
You know, we've heard you guys. They're listening to you back home. But tonight on Fox 15, we're finishing up. We're going to cut a couple of more interviews. You guys are on the TV as well?
That's nuts.
You guys are, yeah, I know.
I got everyone said you had radio, and I'm prettier than Cochran.
Like, that's like saying, that's not saying anything right. So,
Hey, we do it because we love wrestling, and we love the effort that these young men put in to get up here to state. It's a big, big deal to make it to state, and these wrestlers that are out here competing right now, like I said, they've worked at it, most of them over a decade, to get to this point.
Text coming in here. Way to go, Blue Demon Wrestlers. Good to hear Coach Cochran back at the state wrestling tournament.
Sounds like we got...
I love your wife.
Sounds like we got our main man, Travis Zapital, down in the tunnel. What are you seeing down there, Travis?
Yeah, can you hear me, Joe?
We can. You're a little bit scratchy, but we got you. Might have to
come closer.
Might have to have you get a little bit closer there, Travis. All right. Well, this might be a good time. We're near the top of the hour. We'll bring it back if there's any local action that we need to bring to you here, folks, in this Class 2A consolation matches. But we'll send it back to Scotty at the top of the hour news. And don't go anywhere. From Wells Fargo Arena, Joe, Kevin, Travis, Jason, and Joe will be back with all the wrestling action that you care about here at Wells Fargo Arena. Bye for now.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to those who farm the land. But the sound of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is far too common on our family farms. When equipment comes in contact with power lines, bad things happen. Plan your path to clear lines by at least 10 feet. Always lower your grain auger before moving. Any contact has the potential to kill. Remember, stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
The state of Iowa is known for excellence in wrestling at the college, the university, and right here at the high school level. And speaking of excellence, Iowa is also known for excellence in education. If you're considering open enrolling your student to another district next year, put the Albee Community School District at the top of your list. Their emphasis on academics is second to none. They emphasize strong core academic skills along with 21st century skills. They have great programs like Project Lead the Way for students who are looking at majoring in engineering in college. They have college and career readiness partnership programs with Indian Hills Community College, where students can earn credit, college, and high school at the same time without ever leaving campus. They have computer coding courses for students in grades K through 8, reading recovery programs for struggling readers in first grade, and strong enhanced and special education programs and many more. It's all there in the Albee School District. Don't forget, March 1st is the open enrollment deadline. You can pick up forms in your local office or at the Albee District office. But do so. It's well worth it.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We do have Xavier Miller.
All right. We got Lucas Rowland out here on mat number 8. Going to take the mat for Prairie City Monroe. So,
and we got Xavier Miller for PCM Monroe taking the mat here. Mat 6 at 145 pounds going against Pierce Gilhaas, Forest City, 46-5.
I'll bring you the Rowland match. He's going to be out there against Caleb Wilson from Denver Tripoli. And he's going to be working on his feet here as we begin this first period. Lucas Rowland, talented Prairie City Monroe freshman. Really like that Prairie City squad. They got a lot of young wrestlers and really a program that's on the rise there at Prairie City. So if you're listening in up there at Prairie City, let your friends know we got these PCM matches for you on 96.7.
Lucas, can you hear me now, Jason?
Hey, we got you loud and clear, Travis.
What was your question?
What are you seeing down there in the tunnel?
Things are wrapping up here for this 3A consolation matches and getting ready for the next session.
10-4. We're 2A here, and PCM's Lucas Rowland is battling on his feet. No score here as we wind down through the final ticks of the clock in the first period. Lucas Rowland.
Xavier Miller in on a shot. Gets the two-point takedown. Not sure if I would have called there. I would have called it for sure. And Xavier Rowland leads 2-0.
Rowland will go to the second period scoreless. His opponent from Denver Tripoli, Caleb Wilson, takes the down position. Rowland covers. And a stand-up switch by Wilson. And Wilson is in on a leg now. No change in points been awarded yet as Rowland is able to take him back down to the mat. But Wilson still has hold of that leg. And I think we're going to get a stalemate out of this. And that would be a win for Rowland.
A switch was tried by Gilhaas against
Rowland
Miller.
Oh, Rowland works that cradle. He catches a cradle on Caleb Wilson, and Lucas Rowland scores the first points of the match. He's got a near fall there. Don't know if he got two or three. Rowland is going to get loose, going to get out, and a three-point near fall for Rowland. He's probably going to give up a reversal. It was a really roly-poly scramble there, and Rowland comes out on top of it. He gives up the reversal, but he gets a three-point near fall, 3-2 in the second period.
I'm saying Gilhaas tried a switch on Xavier Miller. didn't get the switch, but did get the escape, and they're in a 2-1 battle here. 20 seconds remain in the first period.
Lucas Rowland is in the down position now. He's being covered by his Denver Tripoli opponent, Caleb Wilson. Wilson with a reversal. That's his 2 points. A 3-point near fall here in the second period for Rowland from the top. Rowland now trying to work out of a crossbody ride that's being applied, and we're going to have a stalemate call. Nothing happening there on the mat. So we now we're going to have a little blood timeout. They're squirting down the mat, wiping up the blood.
We're starting the second period here, and Gail Haas goes down. Xavier Miller begins to cover him. Whistle blows. Gail Haas tries to stand up. Miller breaks him down. Trying to get him broken down to his base. He's still up on his base. Trying to roll. He's got the arm trying to roll. Miller does a nice job countering. Comes in between the legs, trying to get a crossbody ride.
Blood's been cleaned up down here on mat number 8, and we're back to live action. Lucas Rowland, he is on top of this one, 3-2. He hit a cradle, and from the top, it was really kind of a stand-up move by his opponent, and his head was real close to his knee, and Rowland very alertly put his arms around the head and through the leg and knee of his opponent there. And when you make that circle and lock your hands, you got your opponent's head real close to his knee, and that's what a cradle is. And you can have it on the outside, you can have it on the inside, but when you've got your arms locked in a circle around your opponent's neck and through his legs, that is a cradle.
Miller's been riding tough here. Had a crossbody ride in, just keeping lots and lots of pressure on Gail Haas. Gail Haas not finding the way even to get to up to his base. 50 seconds left here. And Miller's had a tough ride without giving up an escape here in the second period as he leads by a score of 2-1.
Rowland will go to the third period with that 3-2 lead on the bottom, being covered by Caleb Wilson from Denver Tripoli. Now stand up by Lucas Rowland for Prairie City Monroe. Rowland gets hand separation. It's going to be a stall warning, and it's going to be a point for Lucas Rowland. He gets the point on the stall call against Wilson, and Wilson needs to just cut him, or he's going to get called for another stall, and that would be another point. Two stall calls quickly against Caleb Wilson, and Lucas Rowland has a 2-point lead. Now Rowland trying to get around behind, and does. He gets the 2-point reversal, takes a 6-2 lead now, and Lucas Rowland looking very good here in the third period, trying to get his ticket stamped to tomorrow and be a state place winner.
Well, Miller gives up the escape, kind of gets caught flat-footed, gives up a takedown with about 5 seconds left, and finds himself trailing going in the third period by a score of 4-2. He's going to choose the down position.
All right, Lucas Rowland down here competing at 138. He's got another penalty point been awarded. That's going to make the score 9-2. 9-2 for Rowland. Wilson just stalling his way through this match. There's a minute left in the match. Rowland covers Wilson. Wilson hits a sit-out. He's chinned back by Rowland. Now Rowland trying to execute a chin-back. Gets off of that. Spins around. Gets back on the hips of Caleb Wilson. Lucas Rowland from Prairie City Monroe, just a freshman. But he is going to be a freshman place winner here for Prairie City in his first high school campaign. He's got a crossbody ride in here now. Going to try to work a tilt. And
PCM's got him all around.
The 152-pounder for PCM is Wes Cummings. He had a really good district match and sectional match against Blake Lawless. And he's out there in the first period. And looks like he trails 2-1 as the first period ends. He's given up a takedown and gotten an escape. And if you want to bring us that match, Travis, I'll keep it here.
Well,
at 138.
Rowland's coming to a close. 4 seconds left. He leads 9-2. He's going to pull out that victory for PCM here. Xavier Miller here on mat number 6 is trailing 4-3 with 50 seconds left. They're both on their feet. Miller's got to find a way to get a takedown in order for him to move on.
Just underway here in the second period. Wes Cummings trails 2-1 to his opponent, Trey Van Wielden of Washington.
And he is covering Van Wielden to start this period. And these are elimination matches, folks. If you don't get it done here, you do not stand on the medal stand. So there's going to be extra energy for the rest of these matches here on this session.
82 wins between these two wrestlers here, between Wes Cummings and Trey Van Wilding on the season.
Well, Miller here trying to do what he can to get a takedown here. Lots of action. His opponent not just trying to kind of defend. There's 11 seconds left, 10 seconds left. He can probably give up a stall call.
There's 9 seconds now as they go off the mat. And Xavier Miller, man, he's had a good year. You'd hate to see it end right here, but he has got an opponent that is just flying away from him.
His opponent's going to get called for stalling here, but time's going to run out for Xavier Miller. Yep. 55 seconds to go here in the second period. Wes Cummings still trails 3-1 now. His opponent, Van Wielden, got the escape. Now Van Wielden's in on a deep single leg shot. No points awarded yet. Cummings reaches back, tries to grab the back ankle, but Van Loon does a nice job, elevates, trips, and gets the still no takedown. Now he gets going to get awarded the two-point takedown. Van Wielden out in front of Cummings, 5-1 here with 30 seconds left to go in the second period.
Really a tough 152-pound weight class, and it really makes you appreciate all the more what Blake Laws has been able to get done, because Wes Cummings in danger of being eliminated here in this 152-pound weight bracket. That Van Wielden is tough. His dad's over there in the corner, the coach of the Washington squad,
Brent Van Wielden.
You probably ran into him a few times when you were a coach, Kevin.
Absolutely. Great guy. He's done that program very, very well. Glad to see him find have a the lot success of, that they have.
Find a lot of great guys in high school wrestling.
And you find a lot of not-so-great guys, too. You find more better guys, but there's a few guys that maybe you just, I don't know, they just rub you the wrong way, or you just got tired of getting your butt kicked by them, one of the two.
Time's
they could be a nice guy, but you get tired of getting beat by them.
Time's going to expire here in the second period for Wes Cummings. He trails 5-1. He's going to start this third period in the down position.
Hey, folks, if you're just listening in on 96.7 and you're a new fan of wrestling, and 96.7 is the reason why you love wrestling, when we get the next break in the action here after the Prairie City wrestlers get off the mats, we're going to go over scoring and what scoring looks like and how you score points. Kind of a just a quick tutorial for people that might be listening in and don't know exactly what a near fall is or how an escape occurs. So we'll bring that to you at the next break in the action. Right now you got Van Wielden on top of Cummins, 5-1, wrestling hard here at 152 pounds. This is Class 2A Consolation Elimination Matches. You heard Sheraton Charger Gabe Rifke moments ago get his ticket punched to the
here's some
medals
the
round,
text
as well
messages.
As Lucas Rowland from PCM.
Here's some of the text messages coming in. Thanks, guys. You're doing great. You get better every year, they say. And go Blue Demons. Bring home the gold from Kevin Bunch.
Hey, all right, Kevin. Me and Kevin were classmates and teammates on some of Jerry Mason's squads back in the early 80s. Kevin, I think it was a state qualifier.
So did he beat on you all the time? Or?
You know, we took turns.
You took turns?
Yeah, and after a while, I got tired of getting beat on, so I went up a weight.
I can tell you, Chad Zaptal had his fun time of beating on me, I can tell you that. But I'm like, then I'd have to go find somebody else I could beat on. I'd go down and beat on them for a while, but...
I hope nobody's getting blown away by the wind. Getting some reports in of semis being overturned on Interstate 80 in the wind today. So
40 seconds left to go here. Wes Cummings on his feet. 5-2 is your score. He got the escape here. Start the third period.
Hey, he's got a heck of a Granby roll, and I wouldn't put anything past Wes Cummings. A wild scramble could wind up with Cummings winding up on top for Prairie City Monroe. He's got a tough opponent that knows where he's at in this match, and Van Wielden is just backing up. He'll probably get called for stalling here pretty soon, but he's got a couple to give with only 17 seconds to go and a three-point advantage. And there is the stall warning. Cummings now keeps the pressure on, but he's going to run out of time. Van Wielden just doing enough to keep from getting that second stall call, and Cummings will exit the mat. His campaign is over at 152.
But what a great talent. Any PCM fans listening, you got to be awful darn proud of Wes Cummins, a freshman at 152 pounds, to walk in here and have a 36-5 record after a senior or freshman campaign. I think we've got that kid's got a big future, and you're going to see him back here the next 3 years.
You got a lot of young talent on that Prairie City Monroe squad. guys, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with here over the next 3 or 4 years.
I couldn't agree with you guys more. It's going to be fun watching that program as they develop these younger wrestlers into senior champions. So, hey, we're going to give the tutorial now. Starting off with the wrestlers in the neutral position first period, it's pretty simple. A takedown is where you're on your feet and you take the other opponent who's on his feet down to the mat in control, and that's a two-point takedown. That's what takedowns are worth, is 2 points. Usually the guy that gets the first takedown winds up winning the match.
The majority of the time. I mean, that's what you, as a coach, you always say, man, you want to score first. You want to get that first takedown. But then all of a sudden, you'll get one kid that maybe ain't very good on his feet, and you know when he gets taken down, he's in good position because he's just better from bottom or better from top.
Yep. If you're on the bottom and the other wrestler has control of you, either from a takedown or from a restart or the start of a new period, and you get away, you can stand up to get away, you can sit out. There's a lot of ways to get away. That's worth 1 point. It's called an escape. So you'll hear us call escapes, and those are worth 1 point. So for our new listeners just tuning in, this tutorial is being brought to you by Dewey Motor Company and Lathrop Construction. And both those places could school you a little bit on their respective industries. Once you get a guy down and you try to work a pinning combination, when you get that wrestler's shoulders exposed to the mat, in other words, when you get him on his back, the official will start counting with the sweep of an arm, one, two, and if he gets to two and you've got your opponent's shoulders on the mat for a two count, that's worth 2 points on a near fall. If you get it for a five count, it's worth 3. So near fall points are worth either 2 or 3 points. And a lot of times you see near fall points in real tough pinning combinations that are tight, like cradles and half Nelsons. Those, a lot of times, you'll get a pin before the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 count because you only need a 3 count to get the pin.
So a 2 count to get the pin.
Yeah, 1, 2, bang.
Yep.
1, 2, bang. What other points do we need to talk about for scoring? The reversal. Why don't you take that one, Coach Cochran?
In Oklahoma?
They didn't hear that question. The question came through our studio. Scotty asked what an Oklahoma was. It's a throw. And
well, an Oklahoma is basically where the wrestler has his outside leg wrapped on the inside of the wrestler, and they're pretty much hip to hip, and you come over the head and underneath the arm, and you get it tight, and you stretch them, and then you basically roll them over your body and take them to the mat. Well, but you're on the mat to begin with, but you roll them over, and you can get a quick three-point near fall out of it. And like I said, you don't see it very often, but I remember to this day, mat number one, back when I was at Centerville, Mikey England was wrestling Jesse Martin of Fairfield. Got him into Oklahoma, and it was a brand-new mat, real soft mat. And Jesse Martin had his arm posted, and when he took him over, his body went, but his arm stayed
broken,
posted. Hyperextended it to no end. But basically, like, his hand touched his back shoulder. I mean, it was
one
of the most...
Well, it happens really fast. It's a throw move. It happens so fast. It's got to go fast for the momentum to make the Oklahoma
It ended
work.
His state tournament, I'll put it that way.
Yeah. All right, so the reversal, Coach Cochran, pretty simple. Explain that to our novice listeners back on 96.7.
Well, a reversal can happen through a numerous amount of moves. Essentially, if you're the bottom guy and you find a way to get on top of your opponent, that is a reversal from
and
the down position.
Worth how many points?
It's worth 2 points.
2 points. So you can score in bunches with reversals and takedowns that go into pinning combinations on a standing situation, a throw, we call it feet to back.
You know, one thing that we you don't see very often either, which is kind of an uncommon thing, if you put your opponent to your back, to his back, and you've got your three count, and say the bottom wrestler gets injured, it's a 4-point near fall, not a 3-point near fall. If they have to stop the match and you're on your back, and you, otherwise, if you've got a 2 count, it becomes a 3-point near fall. If you've already got your 3 count, it becomes a 4-point near fall.
And you see that once in a while, but not very often.
Well, isn't the new college rules going to the 4 count?
Basically, to
the 4-point.
It's a 4-point near fall.
4-point.
If you hold a guy for 5 seconds, it's a 4-point near fall.
That's a new college rule that they're just implying this year, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
And I hope they do not bring it to high school.
And that would be why? Why do you not like that rule?
I think at the college level, your competitors are close enough in ability that that's okay. I think there's enough levels of technique here where we have enough pins, we have enough tech falls that we don't need more scoring. There's plenty of scoring in high school wrestling.
Right. If I'm correct though, in college though, now if you get a one count, is that just that's a one near fall point, right?
I don't think so. I haven't read up on the new college rule, but I don't think there's a 1 point near fall. I could be wrong.
Well, we are competing here in Class 2A. These are consolation elimination matches. They're moving up through the weight brackets. We've got 195-pounders out there right now. And we got a chance to send it back to the studio for a couple of quick commercial announcements. And we'll be right back here with the wrap-up on these consolation matches.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Planting season will be here before you know it. Are you ready? Is your planter? Now is the time to stock up on genuine Kinsey planter parts. Bowser Equipment in Albia has a full lineup of genuine Kinsey parts and accessories for Kinsey row units, no-till and fertilizer attachments, seed meters, and so much more. So why wait? Stock up today on your genuine Kinsey planter parts at Bowser Equipment on Highway 34 West in Albia, your local Kinsey dealer. Call 932-7838 for more information.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Recently, Shelby Quint bought a brand new 2014 Chevrolet Equinox from Pete Harkness Auto Group. Shelby, what made you shop with Pete Harkness?
I had a friend that took me in there and said, they will treat you right. And I went in and they did. They worked with me. I told them exactly what I wanted. I had looked around a little bit and talked with them and they were great. I put a lot of miles on my car in a year, and having the wonderful customer service and my oil changed and tires rotated is a definite must for me, and they worked very well with me. So I would definitely recommend Pete Harkness any day.
We just keep spreading the word. Tell your family and tell your friends. When you're shopping for a new or used automobile, see Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, we're back here at Wells Fargo Arena bringing you the Class 2A consolations. Coming to a close here. We're going to wrap up with some team scores, even though there's still some matches going on. Right now, Albia sitting in sixth place with 36. Minneapolis, fifth, 37.5. South Tama, 38. In third place, Clarion Goldfield Dalles, 40.5. Second place, New Hampton, 42.5. And Creston Orient Maxburg is in the lead with 47.
I tell you what, this is a good stat lineup here. You got nobody running away with. You got Creston out there with 47 points after these consolation matches. They've still got, I think, five or six wrestlers.
They have six in the semifinals.
Six in the semifinals.
And then they've got
two or three
still wrestling.
So they're going to be tough. There's no question about it. Creston's going to be tough. New Hampton right on their heels. And really a good showing here by South Tama.
You know, we know Coach Winger's not really thinking about this team race, and I agree with him. Have your kids go out and wrestle the best of their ability, and these scores will take care of themselves. There's only so much these kids can do, and that's exactly right. But we up here in the booth, we're trying to figure out a way. Albia's going to bring home some hardware.
Well, I hope they get four golds. That would be all the way awesome. And if they don't get the state championship with four golds, they'll come awful close. But they at least got to do better than Davenport Assumption, because I got a bet with their coach, Pete Bush. And it's a running bet, and I've been on the short end of it.
Well, they're ahead of them right now.
They're ahead of them right now.
Davenport Assumption's in eighth place with 29. Tonight's going to be the tale. These semifinal matches.
When we come back here at 8:45 and we start winnowing this field down, find out who's going to wrestle for what tomorrow. It's going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be a ton of
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. And, it's if you look at it, Albia's in sixth place with 36. Creston's in first with 47. We was trying to explain the team scoring earlier. The semifinal matches are going to be worth nine points. Okay, because you get 7 points from going from third place or sixth place to
the worst you can get is second.
3, 12, be 9. They're worth 11 points because you're 2 points advance. If you get bonus points, you could get up to 13 points per match. So Albia would have a chance to get 52 points if all four of them would win by fall. If they don't win by fall, you know, you're looking at, 44 points?
I'd call 13 times 4, 52.
Right. If they all win by fall.
Oh, if they all get by fall.
Win, they're going to get 11, so they
four
get 44.
4 times 11. Yep, 44.
Okay. So it's really going to come down to how the Creston wrestlers do, how the New Hampton wrestlers do. And Pete Bush has got you rooting against a good Catholic school, huh?
Yeah, why would he do that?
Against a good Catholic school.
But it's a beer bet, so it's one you really can't lose. Beer bets are hard to lose because really, basically, you're just buying beer that you were going to drink anyway. Oh, man. What a beautiful day for wrestling here. We're live up above the mats in Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Got a bunch of great sponsors that have brought us this wrestling. Right now, we are in the middle of session number 5. It started at 2:30, and that should be wrapping up here pretty quick. We got the Class 2A second round consolations right now, and we'll come back here at 7:30 for our final sessions tonight. We'll have the Class 3A semis and third round consolations at 7:30. Then we'll roll right into Class 2A semis and third round consolations. So When we get done tonight, we'll know who's going to be in the finals tomorrow night and who's going to be wrestling for third, fifth, and seventh place.
I feel like we've already put a day in. I mean, this is a long day. We've been here since 9 o'clock this morning bringing it to you. And we're probably going to be here until about 10 o'clock tonight, bringing live action Class 2A and 3A semifinals and consolation rounds. And it's going to get exciting. I guarantee you tonight, this is going to be a packed house.
Absolutely. You know? And want to make sure that before we sign off here on this session, it's a bunch of good wrestlers that are here, and there are people already waiting to get in.
Yeah, and they don't even start till 7:30. But here's what happens. They'll let them in at 6. I think they'll let them in at 6 o'clock.
It's general admission. So if you're first in line, you're going to be in the front row.
And you're going to they're going to be running down here, and somebody's going to say, "Hey, boom, we have this spot." And then somebody's going to come down and sit. "Well, no, you can't sit there because we've saved 57 seats." What? 57? You can't save that many seats. But it's crazy. It is crazy.
It's awesome, though.
I mean, you'll have grandmas, grandpas knocking over little kids and everything else, trying to get to their seat, watch their grandson wrestle and whatnot, and probably knock over their own kid trying to get to a seat.
It's all the way awesome. Well, hey, we'll run it down here for you on the consolation side. Advancing on the consolation side, going to get medals for Sheraton. It's Gabe Ripke. He will be a 2016 medalist for Prairie City Monroe. Those Mustangs, you've got Lucas Rowland going to be getting himself a medal. What were some of the other matches that we brought here in this class?
Well, 2A? Harbert's lost his match from Sheraton. Cummings from PCM and Xavier Miller.
Yep. In Class 1A, we had several of them advance, and the 1A boys are done for the day. But you're going to have Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont medalists with Adam Proctor. And
quite a few of them. We got Nick Martin.
Nick Martin and
Quentin Castile.
All three for Moravia are going to get medals.
Absolutely.
Got Caleb Reese from Sigourney. He's going to be battling for a medal.
So here's maybe a question I have. And I know it's I'm making future accusations here. But if Briar Cochran would happen to pull off the win and win a state title. Okay.
He's going to be doing it.
I just talked to Jamie. Jamie's going to be on TV. Him and Briar got them on TV.
But it's going to be the first state champion in Moravia history. Okay.
Yep.
So it'd be Coach Whitlow's first state champion. And, you know, and Jamie's been an assistant coach coming through. So as a coach, one of the coolest things you ever get to do is put a medal around that kid's head. So my question is, and Coach Whitlow's my cousin. Jamie's my cousin. So those two are first cousins. Are they going to be having a fist fight down there to figure out who gets to
they're
put the
grab each side of the ribbon and bring it over the top?
Here's what they're going to do. They're going to have sudden victory.
Sudden victory. That's how a wrestler thinks right there. I got to tell you this. This is a classy moment. We're getting ready to go. Briar comes in and I do the television interview with Briar. He flat out knocks it out of the park. He's been a man on a mission and then we're going to do Coach Whitlow. And so I'm drawing Coach Whitlow over. He goes, I think this interview would be better served with my assistant coach, the school's AD, but most importantly, Briar's dad. And that was absolutely a first-class move. And I think the world of Coach Whitlow, and that's a class move.
Another one of those good guys.
Comes from a class family.
Another one of those good guys you run into. I know some of your relatives.
Well, dude. It's a good thing your tree has branches. They may be a long ways from your branch, but it has branches.
Your mom had how many brothers and sisters? Or your dad, how many brothers and sisters?
Nine.
Nine of them, yeah. You got an uncle that's like a nephew's younger than, or uncles are younger than the...
I got cousins that are, I got my uncle is younger than some of my cousins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, crazy. Yep, Uncle Tudor.
He's a good guy.
Great job.
But then,
guys,
you know, like I think, so Callan Tomlin's grandpa is my cousin. He'd be older than Tudor, and, you know, I could go down the list. But between the Tomlins and the Woodards and the Rodgers.
You do have a family tree. You know, some
And it forks well. It forks well.
It does.
Well, the The mats are getting emptied. We are going to go get ourselves some supper, and we're going to come back here and bring you guys all the wrestling action here. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, it's going to be 7:30, and the Class 3A semis and third-round consolations are going to happen, and we'll roll right into the Class 2A semis and third-round consolations, and we're really going to be rooting for our Albion Blue Demon Wrestlers.
Cannot wait, guys. This has been a great ride, and it's only going to get better as we move along. The Jock's going to join us tomorrow night in the championship. We're going to be simulcasting on 1490, the Jock, and we're going to spread this huge footprint. We want to thank our great sponsors. We're not on the air if it wasn't for our sponsors, including Homestead Assisted Living of Albion, Monroe County Hospital, Senate Funeral Home, S&S Construction, TNT Spray Foam in Albion.
Also at Sheraton Homestead Assisted Living, the Lucas County Health Center, Midwest Heritage Bank, and Pete Harkness Auto Group.
And we got Goff & Nash Napa Store in Albia, GP Insurance, Boyle & Henderson PC, and Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
I want to thank Double D Repair, Jane Sinnott, Jane's Painting, Sinclair Tractor, TD&T CPA in Oskaloosa, and throughout their 10 locations in southern Iowa.
Also, the Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Smith Body Shop, DeVore Homes, and Kathy Cavanis at Sundance Realty in Knoxville.
First Iowa State Bank, Lathrop Construction, Dewey Motors, Tharp Funeral Home, and the Albia Brewing Company.
People State Bank, Bluff Creek Archery, Quality Ag, and the Baker Dozen. Belzer Equipment, Ben Place Apartments, and William Penn University.
Also, Cargill of Eddyville, Dan and Pat Johnson, Community First Credit Union, Sheraton Hy-Vee, Grace Baptist Church, Harold Trailer Sales, and once again, Summers Insurance.
Yeah, I thank my brother Jimmy and Big T. They've been listening all day long at Summers Car Credit, and they helped make this broadcast possible. For the best producer in the business, a guy, I'm telling you, we have a lot of work. The guy back in the studio, he can't even get a bathroom break. You think about this. He's got to listen for every moment. Scotty Fry producing this show. A big thanks to Scotty running the board. We will be back here at 7:30. You've been listening to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High by the Mets, High Fidelity. We'll see you in a bit from Wells Fargo Arena. So long for now.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance